have to work with their mood.
You said a morning were called. Only a few were called.
Only a few were called, and the rest of us, you know, were left on the hill.
Who could be more, what did you say?
I think that Baba began to have with him in close quarters there those who were less moody and wanted to be less pampered, and they knew how to stand on their own feet more and didn't worry Baba so much with their little worries and troubles, because Baba had no time beginning then to worry about people's moods in the same way. And then he went, of course, on to big... Then Baba began going away, but in those times I think he took people with him more.
Well, at Marisad, I mean, was Mara sort of the same role when Baba would come? She was
absolutely, exactly the same. It didn't change. Now, Margaret was the gatekeeper. Yes, exactly the same. We had games when I was here. I came several times. There were games and charades and Christmas parties. But it was different. The difference was it wasn't an ashram anymore. It was more a home. It was Mara's home. And I was here when Baba did all the correction, all the changes. I was there when Sarosh was told to put on that top floor for Baba. Mm-hmm. I was there when the whole of the rebuilding, because I had stayed here, first of all, when there was only the front part where we are. Mm-hmm. That was where it was first. And Mara and I came, and the girls stayed. And then afterwards, you see, in 1949, before Jean came and before Delia came, it was made bigger, you see. And then there was a room for Jean and Delia.
But Baba was still just as attentive to Mara.
Oh, absolutely. More so in a way because she needed it more. She was getting older, wasn't she? She was getting older, and therefore Baba had the many compensations, I feel, that Baba had to make.
To please her.
Yes, I think it was a little different role because she was more mature, do you see? And it's difficult to explain, but it was Merzad means free, you see. And there was a certain freedom. I think she began even reading. We read books anyway.
You feel like when she came here, she could assert herself, sort of. Whereas at Mirabad, she would never think to say anything. Here, she could complain to Baba.
This, I think Baba gave her this house. No, I don't think that. But I think that Baba gave her a little bit more freedom. Baba himself gave her the freedom. Because we began reading aloud.
I see.
And we sat together in the evenings, Baba and all of us, and we had jokes. And things more of that kind. Mara began to be a little bit free. Margaret puts it this way. Baba had taken both of them to the spiritual heights as far as they could go. And then Baba had, like he has with everybody, to bring them down back again slowly, slowly into the material world. He had taken them out of the physical world. They couldn't have any contact whatsoever. And now when we came on the scene, we felt that gradually, tiny, tiny bit, Baba did it so slowly, to bring them a little bit back in touch with the physical, with the material world. And the climax of the material world was when Marnie had to take over the trust and had to go into court and everything like that, for which nobody would ever, she would never have dreamt of her going into court and seeing the lawyers and all this. But Baba had to bring her down, and he put her in the job which she was best at. She was best at finance. She was Parsi, and she had a very executive kind of mind. The Baba put her into that. And Mara became much, much freer because she gives the orders in the house. She says what she wants to have. Everybody, we have meals when Mara wants to have them, not when we want to have them. And we don't eat until she has taken her place, until she that. And we, the whole regime of the house is what she wants, the prayers in the morning, the prayers in the evening. But nobody questions it, you see. And Meru is entirely under Mara's thing. She is a saint, really, because she has never expresses what she herself wants to do. And from morning, noon and night, she is doing what before Marnie and Khoshid would have done. And she does it with so much love, you see. So she's the one now that is tied. And Baba frees Marnie too. Because instead of Marnie being all the way tied to be with Mara all the 24 hours of the day, he sees that she is away. And she can develop in her own way. And she has nothing whatsoever to do with the house, excepting that Mara doesn't decide anything without Marnie, I don't think. And Marnie doesn't come home with any stories or any tales but what she doesn't share with Mara, unless she's very diplomatic, unless she would feel herself that this is not perhaps what Baba would wish her to have. But Mara can talk on most subjects now, which she would never dream of talking about when... I mean, I'm quite surprised how she'll talk of marriage and birth and other things, you see, which would have been impossible in those days. So Baba has brought her down. But she's absolutely, the difference is that they are, both of them, absolutely unattached. Yeah. There is no attachment. It doesn't really matter what they hear of that happens in the world, however awful it may seem, because they are unattached. They accept that this is the world, but they have no part in it, you see. So, I mean, if you watch Baba's psychology, it's extraordinary. Right. Games, we said that. Consciousness, right. So all this rebirth, all this changed, I consider, gradually in 1947. And then, you see, Baba made Mehra ready when he dropped his body, after she would have got over it. She took 2 years, you might say, to get over it, to be able to come out. She told me it was in 19 Mani to the other night. It was simply that Baba called her in January for something that he had.
Yes.
Where was that? Here?
In
Merazade. 19, told them to put on their best and had them out. And then 2 years later, when she thought of that, two years later, she said, I think that's what Baba wanted me to come out now and share. But it wasn't their wish and wasn't their suggestion. She wouldn't have done it, it had been their suggestion. So Baba, you see, had his own ways of doing it. And now, with that tree, she really felt that Baba was present. And now she always talks of Baba, well, when he was physically with us. I've noticed a change. He never used to talk like that. Now, it's when Baba was physically with us, as much as to say, spiritually, he's still with us. But when he was physically with us, he did this or he did that. I've noticed that. And I said, when Baba went down the hill, always in Maribel, she was waving goodbye to Baba. Ready for him. On picnics, Mehra would always sit with Baba, and Baba would be served first, always by Mehra. She was extraordinarily receptive of Baba's moods. Baba once said, Mehra loves me most of all. She notices more my moods, you see. I mean, we are so blunt and we don't realize when Baba wants to be quiet or when he wants to be gay, and all those sort of things. Well, now, Mehra would be so intuitive, she'd know exactly when to speak or when to keep silent, when to be cheerful for Baba. It was her love, her deep, deep love, that gave her this intuition to be perceptive to Baba's moods, to be quiet when Baba wanted her to be quiet, and lively when Baba wanted her to be lively. Very humble, never pushing, and never showed jealousy. I can't say whether there may not have been some, but she never showed it. And, of course, if there was a little bit like that between Mani and Mehra, it was settled without any of us being present. I know there had been occasions when Mani and Mehra had been called to Baba, but they never did anything like that in public. Baba never found fault with Mani in public, and Baba never found fault with Mehra, either privately or in public. That was Baba, did not allow that. Was exceedingly kind and thoughtful to the Westerners, as I said. Many times it was only through her. Baba had said it was Mehra who has asked me to come out and be with you all now. Suggested to Baba to call the Westerners to the Eastern Room to be with him for 30 minutes. He might be just reading, dictating letters, just resting, but to be with Baba, of course, meant everything to us too. What was personal in relation to dear Mehra and Baba was too beautiful to be discussed or passed on. There are certain aspects of life where silence will always be the only possible communication. All loved Mehra dearly because for one thing she was so dear and special to Baba. Each had to play their part in Mehra Baba's personal and impersonal aspect, and Mehra had to play her part in this great divine drama. And as Baba, I believe, once told us, that by loving Baba 100%, that for loving Baba 100%, she of all Baba's lovers loved him most of all. I think he said that nobody loved him 100%, yes, he said, but the one who came nearest to it was Mehra. That's what he said, no one loved him 100%. And hence he did say her suffering is the greatest in separation. That's why she would weep and weep when Baba went away, you see. That's right. Baba knew it all the time he was in the West, and he would feel very much for her.
Well, did you find that when he was kind of like in the center in those later years also? Like 56, 58, what do you think?
Oh, just the same, but then we knew, and then we would be, yes, when Baba came in 56 and 58, he would ask certain one of us to write, and there were three of them. There was Beryl Williams, and there was Delia, and I think it was a girl called Sylvia, who now lives in Paris, and they were asked to write joint letters to Mehra. She'd met them all in 1952. Yes, then we were always part of them, and we wrote when we were allowed. We didn't write unless, nobody was ever allowed to write to Mara. I don't think, unless it was by Baba's order. We could never write, any of us, to any of the mandali without Baba's permission, neither men nor women. That was completely cut out. And even in 1952, I had one letter from Rano after they went back, and Rano wrote in that letter, this, Baba says, will be the last letter that I am able to write to you, since unless it was by Baba's dictation. There was never any communication whatsoever. And Mera was never allowed to write or receive letters from her mother or relations or anybody. No. Baba had to keep all that.
You knew her mother, too, didn't
you? Oh, yes, yes.
Was she...
Franny? Very, very much.
Not the mother, Dawn.
Yes, I met her in Aurangabad. She was very tall, very tall. Yes, and she wasn't on silent. She wasn't silent. I met her in one of those little white houses in Aurangabad. We were introduced to Davalet, and we were introduced to Pendu's mother, to what was her name?
Her name, I think, was Dala Masi.
Davalet Masi?
It was Dalit.
Dalit, right, yes. I think they were both living there in one of the little houses together, and they were both on silent. Oh, yes, Baba introduced us to them.
Then, when you would, you were talking about Mara's sister, when you would see them together, would she, sort of be cold with her? They didn't get along much with Franny.
No, but Baba never outwardly told us that. But, I mean, I have been with them both together. Mm-hmm. Because we were in Nasik, and her mother was living there at that time, you see. Yes. Well, Baba chose that one.
When they came in 52, that was the first time sort of Mara had been to the West since that 36 trip. Were they happy there at the center before that happened?
Yes, but you see, Mara always feels that she was to, Baba had promised her to see so much, and they wanted to go to Spain and Italy and America and everything. But you see, when Baba came back after the accident, nothing could be seen. No. And she was in such strict seclusion before then. And we had to be so careful in the center that there were many things that she would wonder about. Well, why couldn't we do this? Why couldn't we do that? But, I mean, it was because we were always afraid that it would be not what Baba wanted, because Baba wanted her in such strict seclusion all that time in the center. And after the accident, she had no wish at all.
No, but before that, she was very eager to see, the Grand Canyon.
Oh, she'd love to have seen all those things, right? So, you see, that's what she gave up, you see. And Baba never took it again. And we're always hoping she will come again, that we can really show her this or that. But, of course, the point is, will she enjoy it if she doesn't see it with Baba? You see, she went to see a play, The King and I, in New York. Well, Charmian took her there, but it wasn't the kind of play Mara would like, because it was all to do with an Eastern thought, The King and I, you see. But she would like to have seen something very, very much. But we didn't know just what we could take her to, you see. I know he took her to a play in Simla, which she liked. I was called to Simla to look after them.
She was just talking about that before you came, about the green bays and the white bays, and getting with to find out which it was.
Now, tell me, what was that story? Because I came in.
See, what happened is, they went home after seeing that play.
Yes, we were all together. I can remember it quite well.
Mara said to Mani, didn't you think that was a charming vase, that white vase with the flowers? And Mani said, no, Mara, that was a green vase. And Mara said, no, I'm quite sure. I noticed it all during the first act, that white vase of flowers. And Mara said, and Mani said, no, you must be mistaken. I also saw it. It was a green vase. And then you said, well, I'll just go to the theater and find out. And you went there, and they said, and that man found out that in the first act it was the white vase, and in the second act they put the green vase.
I see, right.
She said that Kitty always went to settle everything.
Oh, yes, I never left anything unsettled. I mean, I always wanted to be quite clear, that's right.
But you know, in that 52, when they came first to the center,
yes.
I mean, before that accident, were they in a happy mood, or Mara was feeling too restricted? You mean?
She always talks now, though, that she was a little bit restricted. She said, I would like to have done this, and I would like to have done that. I mean, I think she enjoyed the food we had, but you see, she didn't really want to stay in the center all the time. Yeah. She hoped that she would have done a little bit of traveling, but the traveling they did ended in such disaster, she never got to California.
Yeah, I mean, but the center itself, she must have enjoyed.
She was very happy in the center, and she saw people. But you see, Baba was so occupied in the first part seeing people until we went on that trip, and therefore they were tied up all the time in the guest house, because we couldn't do anything in Myrtle Beach, but we went to Tony Ruthbert's, and we went to Brooklyn Gardens. And she went to the house, Tony Ruthbert's had a house there.
Somebody's house.
Yes, and she liked that. Went to tea there. Baba, on that occasion, allowed us to take her alone. Then Rano left, and I had to have them, because Rano left, and so I had them.
So your job was to take people there to the guest house, wasn't it?
Yes, I took several to see them in the guest house. So they were very tired in the guest house. Bessie cooked for them there, but Mera had thought of lots of other things Baba must have wanted. I mean, it may have been the same when Baba took us to India. We left in 3 weeks and we only saw half of it. We were going to see the same thing, you see. And now, of course, we would love to do it and say we'd take her here, we'd take her there, we'd take her everywhere. But she said, well, now I'm not interested. So I would say, Mera's very, very truthful. She'll come out. It doesn't matter if it would almost hurt people's feelings. She's that she believes so much in the truth, and she'll just say lots of things about English people and other people, they're dirty or this or that. But I mean, I mean, she is truth and she likes to be. I'm afraid Baba made her like that. I don't think that Baba ever wanted her to keep anything back. Therefore, she was brought up to say exactly what she thought to Baba. Baba said, I know every one of your thoughts. It's no good you're trying to keep anything from. Therefore, Baba would have it out. Whereas Baba taught us to hold our thoughts in. If they weren't kind or they were going to hurt anybody, we wouldn't say, you see. We weren't allowed to say anything that might in any way hurt Mera.
Do you feel that when they started on the trip and finally then she was sort of happier to be on the road on that? Leaving the center.
To go to...
towards California.
Well, I think there was a... I thought, like all of us, oh, well, this is exciting. We're going to see something new, of course. I mean, we thought it was wonderful to travel with Baba that way, you see. Of course, Baba's health was never too good because before an accident of that kind, Baba knew so well what was coming. And I mean, I think all along you'll find Baba's tired or Baba's this. And then again on the plane, one or two of them were sick. And then this terrible seclusion all the time. Baba, there was such in strict seclusion. We had a wall around the Mehrabad. I mean, Myrtle Beach where they were. No man was allowed to pass through by their house or anywhere. Baba was tremendously strict.
Actually, after the accident in the hospital, weren't you the one who was there?
All the time.
Bedroom with Mehra.
All the time, Baba. Again, that was the time that I disobeyed Baba and left the room, you know. I used to read that in my account.
To go to Baba?
No, not to do that, but I had two people to look after. Baba gave me Elizabeth and Mera, you see. Mera was not able to see for about 10 days. Okay, she wasn't seeing well. Elizabeth didn't get as well as she should have, because nobody gave her the x-ray, and she had these 11 broken, cracked ribs, and she was not getting well. And yet the time came to go back to Myrtle Beach. And Baba said, we were both to go. We were all to go, you see. So that was that. And Gohei was going to be with Mera, and there was Rano and everything. And then I was to be with Elizabeth in the ambulance. Then Elizabeth said, but Kitty, I cannot go back. I don't feel well enough to go back to Mehrabad without a nurse, you see. And she'd asked her nurse two or three times. The nurse said, no, I can't go. Elizabeth said, see, this is the night before they left. Elizabeth said, Kitty, see if you can't persuade the nurse to come just as much, just to Myrtle Beach. She can go back the very moment that we arrive. I'll pay her whatever she wants. So I said, well, I don't know, Elizabeth. I said, I never see the nurse. And at that moment, I heard somebody go by in the hallway, and I put my head just through the curtain, You see, we have curtains, not doors, to see who it was. And I saw it was our nurse. So I went the other side of the curtain, because Elizabeth, I think, was sleeping, and I asked the nurse if she'd do it. She said she would. And I came back into the room, and what had happened? Mera had wanted water, and had slipped back and had cut the eye, the same eye. Can you imagine? So Baba was very, very upset. Because, you see, it was strictly what Baba asked me not to leave her for one moment. I felt so badly, because again, I said, well, if I've done this, Baba will never trust me again to be with her, you know, the selfish thought to think instead of thinking, well, what might have happened to Mera, but I know that was my thought, you know. And of course, fortunately, the doctor was called in, but no damage was done, you see.
It was that same eye that it
did? Yes, right, but no actual damage was done. Actually, she stretched for water, you see.
On the bed?
Yes, that was Maya. Why couldn't she have done that before? But you know how a little bed table.
And then she hit her eye.
On that's one of those four sharp corners. I don't think she was absolutely failing from the bed. I think I got back to catch her. I hope so. I don't know what I wrote in my account.
Did Mera actually know that Baba was hurt?
No, not for quite some time. Oh, no, no. Once, no. I don't think even up to then she knew. No, no.
She was still...
Yes, and we said he was doing nicely, but he didn't want her to know. And she was not fully conscious, so it didn't matter. She was not fully conscious. Well, she would have suffered more. Yes. I don't think that she would have insisted. She would never insisted anything on it. Mira wouldn't. But she would have suffered more if she thought Baba lay there suffering. No, Baba had to... It was his suffering he wanted to hide from her. Then, well, that was
right. Her Baba appeared to be smiling.
Yes, and his leg was in a plaster then, and the face was healing and everything much better. Yes. Well, I think that covers everything. That's right. That's right. You haven't got any stories of the new life, funny stories that I would like if you can remember any. I mean, I was always present because I was never not present. But you see, I was always so engaged with the domestic side that I missed a lot.
During the new life, did you say?
No.
The Blue Bus tours.
In the Blue Bus tours, rather.
Let me think about that.
Will you think of that? How long have you been with Baba? How much of the new life have you been with Baba? When did you come to Baba?
In 1972.
Yes, right. Good. Nothing very exciting has happened since 1972, would you say? Or were there been some very interesting things between 1972 to the present time?
In Mara's life?
Well, in the life of the ashram.
In life? Now, of course, it's receiving visitors.
That's all. Well, I think I know that part. It was more from 62 to 69, after our last visit in 62, to the time that Baba dropped his body. You weren't here then. No, you weren't there.
You must have seen during that great darshan, that was the first time you ever saw after Baba dropped his body.
Oh, yes. Right.
How was that?
Oh, she was extremely talkative. I mean, during the whole of the 1969, she'd be talking and talking, passing words to Marnie, and Marnie would try to say, be quiet, they're talking and talking.
Oh, during the program.
During the program, right.
She still does that somewhat, but...
Yes.
So...
You can't contradict her now. No. It's better not. Just let her have the last word.
Yeah. But her meaning was like, even... I mean, that was just so few months after.
Well, no, she was always weeping. I mean, she couldn't keep her tears back. I mean, that was a difficult thing for the girls. I mean, Marnie, well, nobody knows what Marnie has been through. Because Marnie had to push back everything that was in herself in order to let Mera wasn't in a fit state to appreciate Marnie's sufferings. And I've never heard Mera ever talk about Marnie's sufferings. I don't know whether it's ever entered her head. Never. Now I come to think of it, I've never heard her even talk about it. And Marnie has never been able to express herself. In one or two poems she has, and you realize what she has been through. As I was reading an account the other day, her mental shock in 1962, because she did not physically suffer, was tremendous. This took a long time. I don't think she could have got through without Baba.
When they came back to the center and everything, Mara was just still out of it. She didn't have any desire anymore to hear anything.
Oh, I don't think so. No, no. Oh,
you were with them up to London.
Yes, I went right up to London, and then I had to go on to Canada, and Baba sent me back on to Canada to meet my sister, and then to go to New York and pick up Elizabeth and her nurse, and then on the way back to pick up Norina and her nurse from the hospital.
Were they a little bit more cheerful?
Yes, they were. You see, it was not the same to us as it was to them, because we had been already sent back 9 years earlier. And we had learned to find Baba within ourselves.
No, but I mean, after that accident and everything, they were probably depressed and all with the moon and everything. But once they got to London, everything was a little bit better.
I can't say for that. Baba sent them out to see things in London.
I mean, Mara was much better by then.
Right. I was with Baba then. I was for 4 days. And they went off for 2 days out to Hampton Court with Charmian and different things. Right, yes. I think Baba was able to... mitigated suffering for Mera's sake. No. Oh, there was no suffering in Mera's mind to compare to that of 1969, of course, that, you see. No, well, I think that there is nothing newer now. But if you can think of any little stories others have told you that you remember, I want three or four humorous stories. And, of course, it would have to be I don't want them unless it wasn't when I was there, but I mean, I don't remember things.
You're working on your
life. Yes, I am. The first...
Based on the
yes, right. The first volume isn't almost ready for the printers. But a few little things. I think it might be a little heavier than I like. But, you see, Marnie... the difference between Margaret and I, Margaret had nothing to do with the house, you see. And therefore, Margaret was always there and was always, she had a wonderful eye vision, and she would always remember all the stories because she remembers the time and the incident when they placed you. She had a great sense of humor. Well, I would always be saying, well, I must go off to cook the rice or to do something. Yeah. And of course, I didn't realize, because if I'd been more sensible, I would never have absented myself. It didn't, the Baba wanted me to, but he realized I was a Martha and not a Mary, you see. Yeah. And therefore, it was always having to be called by Baba, well, what are you doing? Will you come? Don't you see, I'm with the others. And I always have some excuse, you see. But she didn't. She was always there and would hear the rest of the story at the beginning and the middle and the end. Then she'd say, oh, Kitty, don't you remember Baba said this? But don't you remember that occasion of the cats? Or don't you remember when Irene Billow was this or that, you see? I'd say, no, what do you say
to
Kitty?
I wish I didn't get a chance to talk to Margaret, because I'm sure she was...
Well, you better come. Are you of course, you're tired now here. Yeah, you can't ever get away. There is a possibility that she might come to India.
I hope so.
But even then, I doubt if you'd get her away.
No,
we're always asking her to write her stories. She has a streak of laziness somewhere. She knows it. Sometimes she admits it, sometimes she doesn't. Because it'd be so easier for her to sit in her room and talk to the machine, you see.
Yeah.
But she has a stroke of laziness. I always wonder whether Rana will ever write anything.
Well, I think that other people will write. That book about her painting, she's given some things about her life.
Oh, yes, she has, but nothing that she... I mean, her memory is so cute and, I mean, so exact that she could have given wonderful stories of the new life. The new life, yes, and of the blue bus. Well, of course, Jane and Elizabeth put together, I believe, a good bit of the bus tours from the journals, and that is in the printers now.
Yeah.
I think that book should sell well.
Anything.
Well, have you read Balnatu's book on that? Perhaps you don't like his way of writing.
No, I don't.
No, you find it too biographical, do you?
No, it's just doesn't feel like it.
No.
I used to type this thing. I
found it extremely interesting on the new line.
On the new
line? Yes, right, that's the second one.
Second one.
Yes, the second one on the new line. You see, I don't think there'll be any book that will be so valuable in the years to come. I didn't get such a clear picture of new life and life as I did until I read Balnatu's books, you see. And I think that is Balnatu's...
This is Mabel and Delia. And Najanuki, what's
your name? I thought that was
putting up her hand to
putting on her sari.
And at that moment, the camera
froze.
And Kitty is about to sit down, and she didn't sit down, and the camera.
Is where was the tape?
Kandavari, on the terrace. It was very beautiful. Three sides of terrace, very big.
And where is this
on a landscape, very beautiful. You can't see anything like that here. Because there's some roof there. And from here, it was all very, very broad, big, just all around the house. Very lovely. And inside, you could call it wrong, you could call it. It wasn't that much furnished, but it was comfortably furnished. Everything was nice. The Baba was very young and beautiful.
Yeah,
they
did.
I can't believe I was
poor. This looked like you'd be married with my sister.
Yes.
Yeah. I told her Mary that she was more like a mother. She would agree, but she did.
Does she think she looks like her father?
Not at all. Father was a little pug nose and very dark skin. Mary was not so dark. Because father was dark, that's why. Mary Nambu, you saw Nambu when she came here with the children. She's also dark, both of them dark. Otherwise, all the boys, the sons, were fair-skinned.
But I can't believe I was 40 years old and he looks so young.
1932. It comes six.
Not 32. Yes, under 40. 32 plus 6. 38.
But you know, were your parents born in Pune?
What?
Were both your parents born in Pune?
Both parents born in Pune, and both not Miss
Go
from what do you call it?
Parsi.
Parsi. all in Rani.
Well, Baba was in Rani.
Rani, because we believe in that, to marry Rani.
The Jews are the same way.
Then my Parsi, no, my time, I mean, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, still I heard people say, oh, look at that girl, she's gonna marry a Parsi. Something new.
Yeah.
They didn't like it.
And Baba's family also was Iranian.
Oh, completely. His father from Persia, mother from Persia, mother's mother from Persia, and his father's whole family was from Persia. The father alone came out as a dervish. And he came here in India and he was told to marry.
Told him what he would find, he would.
In his son, it is meant for his son, not for him. Because his father is a seeker, a real seeker. If food was given to only then he ate, the heart, then he got everyone between him and complete love for God. So he got this. And he did this certain thing. He could not. Yeah. But I hear the voice. He came out. He could not do it. Then in the dream or something, he heard someone tell him that it's not for you. Your son was born to me.
What did they? Did they used to say? Did they used to? When you talk about him, you say father share energy.
My father just share energy. When you say G means great respect.
And
name. Person G. And when Parsi could mine, which we hate, but we do it. So we let them do it.
With
mine means mother all the time.
You don't like Mira mine?
I don't like it, but we say mother. No, I tell them that men should do it. It doesn't matter. Men should say Mira mine. Okay. But why is women?
No, you know, Sheila's mother. Sheila's mother.
Yes.
I say, oh, we were on the porch today with Mira. She says, oh, you should say Mira mine.
No, you all can say Mira because Western people are used to saying first name without my.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no need to be
understood.
No,
say
what you want to say my. Mira Auntie. Like some Westerners like Mira my. I didn't like it.
What about those children called Mira Auntie?
Pardon me?
Mira Auntie.
Yes, Auntie. What's wrong? I didn't mind that one. But Baba explained, not to call you my, but that doesn't matter.
Baba
I
told?
I haven't married had children. Should be called Maya. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Bhagavan said the Krishna Radha was not called Radha Maya, but Radha people. That actually amongst the women was.
You mean some outside women had come and he told them?
No, a group were there and someone had beaten or said, see, something happened that I didn't know, but it was Maya. And so Baba said, I want Maya. And then Baba said, even
Sita is just a Sita. In the winter, I was just playing around. I did a couple pictures.
Yes, winter.
In the winter, last winter. And I've been wanting to show you, but I've been a little afraid to show them to you.
No, I'd love to see. Never mind. I'm not sure. It's an expert artist to find.
But I thought I'd show them to you anyway.
Yes.
It's a good one there.
I balance it.
It made Baba very short. Baba's bending, I suppose. The idea is very sweet. Only Baba's head is bigger than his body. How very bigger than his body should be. But the fantasy of trees and all that, the moon is very lovely.
He even brought his spiders here.
And flowers, I think, yes.
He brought spiders here.
No, well, a little brave.
More complaints.
It's very difficult to put Baba said, it's last time I heard.
That sounds like something.
This is your imagination, I'm sure.
Mm.
Experience or
something? I'm giving them something.
Yes.
And they grow them commercially.
Well,
the
expression of the animal also. And very difficult to make Baba's face smiling, but he got it. It's good for beginner, shall we say?
Yeah.
There's a mosque here.
Yeah, are you doing this one?
And then it's California.
The forms of the plants, I have little pictures, Indian miniatures. You know what I mean, Indian miniatures? So I draw.
From that you do.
Yeah.
Let's see.
This is, again, I can see this is daytime, and you can see this is night, you know, night, because the moon and the sky is dark blue.
I had these Indian miniatures, and then I thought I'd be nice to see Baba's picture in Indian miniatures. And then I saw Radha and Krishna, and it was night scene. So then I just thought I'd make night scene.
You have this prince.
Well, it's not. Yeah, it's not exactly like that. I just change. I just use the idea. But I have things like that.
Well, like you just want to show Baba's trying to smile. That's why.
I did another one here. I didn't finish your face yet. No. It's hazed in. Yes. It's this one. It has to be dark.
Is this watercolor?
Yeah. I didn't finish your face in that.
Oh, I was looking for it. Very nice. Yeah, all animals are very friendly towards each other, especially white horse, if it's a love and Baba. There's a sun and the moon, the sun. And the monkey here. And what bird every time he rubs yellow?
Toucan.
Toucan. And the dancing peacock. It's nice. Yes, you couldn't get the face here.
Have to finish your face. Yes. I didn't dark. I just. First, what you do is you put a color down for
But Baba's face is very simple because a slight smile will give us a pleasant expression. Only the dimension haven't got right. Dimension. Yeah. The face and body.
That's
hard.
That takes time.
From a picture, I can draw. From a picture, I can draw someone. You know, I could draw a bottle, or I could draw someone from a picture. But here, I just from memory. I did you from memory too, so it's hard.
In that case, it's very good.
The only two people I could do even slightly from memory, though, is Baba and you.
Yeah, no, Baba should be drawn. She doesn't draw. But there's a lamb. In Baba's hand, there's a lamb. The animals are all loving to around Baba, standing. And the monkeys there, very important. Monkeys very important. Yeah, monkeys are forefathers, what do you call them? Ancestors.
Ancestors.
What color is this actually? Crayon?
Watercolor.
This is watercolor?
Yeah.
And then paper, what kind of paper is this?
Watercolor paper.
You get special paper. Yeah, but it's coarse and yet it has not smudged.
It has to absorb that water.
No, it's, very, it's a good kind of paper they make. It's real
paper.
Thick.
That is
and it has that coarse grain.
Watercolor is very difficult to paint.
Yeah.
You have to wait till it's dry and then put the other color.
And oil paint, this is difficult because you can correct it again.
Yeah, oil paint, it doesn't dry for 2 days. You can keep playing with it and playing with it till you get it like you want it. Once you put, well, water paint, once you do it, you can't do nothing to it.
That is why.
But oil, you play with it, so you get it.
So why, first, you draw it with pencil?
Yeah.
And that time you should get a dimension.
Yeah.
Did you ever, you drew Bob's picture once, did you ever paint?
Sitting on my nose.
Only once.
Did you show it?
I loved the drawing and all that, but what?
Painting.
I never like stitching, sewing and all that, but I like cooking. But I would like to do cooking every day of my life. I would like to do cooking just spits and starts, you know, you think of something nice to make and go and try and hand that in. Or for Baba, I had to cook all right, then I cook for 2-3 years that I like. But if you tell me to go in the kitchen and cook every day for somebody, then pass all that, I wouldn't like.
I hate to cook. Yeah. I get so hungry cooking that by the time I'm done cooking, I'm full. All I do is keep eating it while I'm cooking.
It's very difficult to cook.
By the time you sit down to eat,
then
you're
I don't
want to
eat.
When I'm cooking, if I have so much food around,
I made one cake. By the time the cake was ready to be baked, half the batter I ate already.
Oh. uncooked butter.
It's delicious.
Four officers.
Yeah. It's sweet.
Egg and sugar and butter.
But when you made that drawing of Baba, did you show Baba? When Baba was in the West?
Oh, yes, I never tried. And this was when I was 15 years old, 16, going on 16. You know, Baba had given us to write Yazdan, Yazdan. So after finishing 1 hour of writing Yazdan, Yazdan, then I penciled the paper and lying around. I mean, penciled paper lying around. By then, and then I thought of Baba's face and all.
Yeah, very hard even front, but the side. I think.
But you did that for memory.
Yes, memory.
I have no picture with me, and besides, face. Those days there were no many photos. Nobody had photos.
Hmm.
Only one that was taken in Quetta, and that had no side face.
I didn't have enough to do that.
Even you with Baba.
Mommy did a pretty good one, though. And Bobby in the turban. It's pretty good. That's from a photograph, though.
Then
I'm a mother,
when it took
her
fancy, she would do it. Otherwise, then she didn't. She's
so talented to
like
do it.
Like an artist who would now, like 3 years, go on doing it, mm-hmm. Years practice. She didn't do that. If it's his daughter, she thought she would do it, and then she would do it. So there was no practice, and yes, she did so well.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want to say. Very
good. And the couple songs she wrote are so good.
Hmm?
That one song is such a perfect song. All the verses in it. That song she wrote. Baba, my heart is falling. Is it falling? All the verses are so good. The last verse is good.
In Baba's time, did you ever write any poetry?
No, I didn't. I was looking for poetry.
Well, you wrote that song?
Yes, I did.
You wrote that one song?
Yes, I did. But I put them somewhere. Just tiny mix, 4 lines there, 2 lines there. I have this. But I didn't write 2 lines.
In Gujarati or English?
No, English. Most often we don't have a problem. English, you went to the common school for how many years? I don't know, anyway. Learned 5 books. 5 and 5 standard and 6 standard. I believe. I didn't finish my 6 standard. Best finished standard, I have now better English to write. Everything better. This is my, if I write a letter, mail was corrected. I tell me to tell me. Language, that's all. Otherwise, all the subjects that you have in 6th standard, you have that in 7th standard in a higher
level,
and one more subject there that you which is maybe science or what it is, one more thing. But in Cambridge, it is very difficult. You have to learn Shakespeare and whatnot, and your essays are more difficult. Everything.
So when you went to school, they were all girls' schools.
All girls school. Yes, both schools. St. Helena's all girls school and Convent School is all girls.
And all women teachers also?
No, in Convent, yes, all women teachers, only one who wanted to learn Urdu. Then a person came, a man came, but he was in a separate room with these 5, 6, 8 girls who wanted to learn Urdu. I don't know who wanted to learn Urdu, but some girls were there. We never learned. We were learning, what do you call it? French, which was not useful to us, but we were told to learn, we had to learn, so we learned, and it was awful. But we did it somehow. At that time, we could use our brains, we were younger, but it didn't remember one. There was the king and the reign is the queen, that's all I can. That yes, and mercy, mercy beaucoup, thank you. But she gave us a sentence to, when we said we met to her, then she would say it in German. So she said, oh, no, you ought to say, schaffen Sie, no, schaffen Sie wohl. And, schaffen Sie, this is something, sleep well in the gym, sweet gym, and all that she teaches in German. That was a good one. I'm not linguist, that's one thing.
No,
linguist is very, some people naturally. Linguist like Duncan, you know, Dr. Duncan. He knew so many languages, Hindi, Urdu, Marathi, maybe a few words, but he knew some, unfortunately.
And he knew all the European languages too.
Oh yes, German language and French, Spanish, that's right. He was a linguist.